Happy Wednesday, and thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. A lot has happened this year, and we are nearly done. We are almost to Christmas and the New Year's Eve, and then we'll be in 2023. So it was an election year, and the Democrats controlled the White House, and the Republicans controlled both branches of Congress. They controlled both the House and also the Senate. And it was just a fantastic midterm election for Republicans. The year was 1994, and they practically just wiped the floor with election results. The New York Times reported this, quote, "Republicans today declared a political revolution, promised to balance the federal budget, and generally reveled in winning control of both the House and the Senate for the first time in 40 years. The depth of their victory was sounded by the fact that no sitting Republican governor, senator, or representative was defeated," end quote. This was an unmitigated Republican red wave. I mean, completely undisputed, the biggest in four decades. In 1996, Bill Clinton was reelected president, and 2 years later, in 1998, for the second midterm election of his presidency. This time, Republicans did not perform well. This was the lead from the New York Times. I believe this was the next day. Quote, "Stunned by the Democratic resurgence in the midterm elections, congressional Republicans tore into one another yesterday over who was to blame for their failure to make the traditional opposition party gains in an off-year election. The soul-searching and recriminations and a possibility of congressional leadership challenges came as election results showed that Republicans had been unable to increase their 55 to 45 vote margin in the Senate, and that Democrats had picked up 5 seats in the House. The Democratic surge was the first time since 1934 that the president's party had gained seats in a midterm election, and it whittled the Republican lead in the House down to 12 votes and the majority to 6. The Democratic victories were even more remarkable in a year marked by the months-long scandal over President Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky," end quote. So we even have the New York Times writing here that, hey, this is pretty shocking to have happen in our history here, noting how extremely rare this is for that historical political science tradition to have been broken. It is now 2022, and the morning after the midterm elections this year, we were supposed to, like, what, wake up to, like, a red wave? That was gonna happen, right? A completely different political outlook transpired. That did not happen. We still have Georgia next month, but we do know as of right now that the Democrats have retained their majority in the United States Senate, and they have gained a seat, including in a place where people did not think they would gain a seat, or at least view the race as very tight. Democratic now Senator-elect John Fetterman was victorious in his race earlier this month, along with Mark Kelly winning re-election, lots of other incumbent Democratic senators keeping their seat as well. It was Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, which was re-elected. That was essentially guaranteed that the Democrats would keep control of the United States Senate. That was the big factor there. However, Democrats have lost their majority in the United States House, but, you know, the House turned red, but Republicans have a teeny tiny majority, and it's super close to deal with. President Biden called this a win for democracy, as Republicans, like in 1998, are fighting about who's to blame, targeting former President Donald Trump. I mean, the Trump messaging, the entire messaging for the 2022 midterms elections was, oh, we have to fight. We have to stop the Democrats from stealing elections. We have to stop the steal. We have to get into office so that when Trump runs for president again, we can all be in, you know, these offices to make sure that, oh, yes, the actual results get certified. Many election deniers lost this year's midterm elections. It was absolutely devastating for Republicans. And just like in 1998, of course, congressional leadership challenges. Newt Gingrich essentially forced out of the speakership for the House of Representatives because of that absolutely embarrassing, earth-shattering, floor-wiping election in 1998. You know, I mean, essentially the same thing happened here. Many people, there were lots of political prognosticators, I will admit I was one of them, that essentially said, oh my gosh, the Democrats are going to do absolutely terrible. This is the most important election in our lifetime. Democracy is on the line. Democracy seriously is on the line. And what ended up happening in this election is that voters essentially wanted to keep democracy. We're really on the line with between turning into a dictatorship, an authoritarian nation on the verge if, you know, the election did not turn out this way. Democrats have kept their majority in the United States Senate. We still have Georgia next month for December 6th, which in itself is an entire conversation to be discussed. Herschel Walker versus incumbent Democratic Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock. Although Democrats did win big, including in lots of governor races where they were also expected to underperform, including in New York where there was a huge scare, a Democrat Kathy Hochul winning re-election there, Democrat Katie Hobbs, the Arizona Secretary of State, winning the election for the governor's race against her opponent Carrie Lake, Trump election denying endorsed Trump candidate Republican Carrie Lake. I mean, absolutely stunning. Democrats outshowed on election night, which turned into election week. But I will say, even though Democrats did outperform expectations and made this a historical midterm election, you know, going against historical tradition where the president's party doesn't typically do so well, I will say one thing to look out for is we should remain vigilant here. There is a lot to be celebrated. There is also a lot to still remain cautious of and to watch as we head into the 118th Congress next year in January of 2023. So the Republicans have taken control of the United States House of Representatives. Although that is a very thin majority, we do not exactly expect that the Republicans will actually govern, that the Republicans will actually act as a sensible legislative body in terms of actually passing meaningful legislation in the House and working with Democrats to have some bipartisanship. We do expect that essentially there's not really going to be substantive legislation passed, but there will be investigations. We can expect investigations. Republicans have already been talking about investigating President Biden's son-in-law, I mean son, Hunter Biden, for the, once again, this bogus Ukraine-Hunter Biden deal. You know, that, since we've been hearing about since the election. I mean, so Antifa, all of that stuff. Republicans are getting ready to look into that. Senator Rand Paul, one of the most hardest-hitting senators, you know, wanting to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci, wanting to investigate lots and lots of things. The Afghanistan withdrawal. We should expect lots and lots of investigations. We also should expect something that doesn't necessarily come as a surprise, but something that is, you know, dangerous in a sense. Republicans, you know, gearing up to investigate the insurrection on the United States Capitol, investigating that not, you know, the traditional route by saying, oh, we have to get to the bottom of this. Republicans are going to investigate the person who's investigating the insurrection on the United States Capitol and who's also working to prosecute people who actually carried out that violence that day and who organized the violence that day. Republicans are getting ready to investigate and to severely question Attorney General Merrick Garland, who's already dealing with lots of stuff right now. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. We're going to be discussing that more closely this Saturday here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show, as we have lots of episodes coming out for you. Lots I've been following. I may have not been reporting or podcasting, but I have been closely following the news in terms of everything that is happening. Also in the political world, the former president, Donald J. Trump, has announced that he'll be running for re-election. He'll be running for re-election in the 2024 election. Noun, the 2024 election is 2 years from now, but hey, why not throw your hat into the race early on? Donald Trump is expected to, you know, we'll see what happens in this election. Right now, Republicans are starting off how they did in 2016, basically, you know, distancing themselves, not saying too much. Are we going to see them eventually capitulate to Trump as they did in 2016? And then we're back at where we were, square one, where they are then supporting Donald Trump for the nomination, the Republican nomination. And, you know, it's Republican Donald Trump against another Democratic candidate. We don't know. That very, very much well could happen. There's also speculation about essentially, yeah, Trump's running for president, but what about all those crimes he's committed? I mean, the Mar-a-Lago investigation into the former president's taking documents, classified documents, top secret documents, top secret SCI documents to Mar-a-Lago, which is not the president's home. That is a public golf club. It's like a private golf club essentially open to the public. He's also under investigation by the Fulton County prosecutor in Georgia for essentially, you know, saying, hey, can I get a little bit more votes here? Calling up the Secretary of State in Georgia amidst the 2020 election. The Fulton County prosecutor said that, you know, we should be looking at indictments as soon as next month, December. On top of that, Attorney General Merrick Garland earlier last week named a special counsel for the Trump Mar-a-Lago 2020 election probes. He has named that, A, because he is citing that, hey, Donald Trump is running for president and I do not want to look like a partisan. I do not want to make any of this look partisan here. So he is appointing a special counsel for that election. We're going to be closely watching that as all of this bears out. Of course, also, you know, what do we know? Earlier this week, a Manhattan prosecutor essentially moved to start a criminal trial, a criminal inquiry into Donald Trump for, you know, that hush money scandal that Michael Cohen went to jail for. Now I'm looking into that, in which the president of the United States at the time was named as individual one by prosecutors. That is now being looked into. All of this is happening simultaneously as Donald Trump is saying, hey, America, I want a second term as your president. In the former president's second speech, you know, in the former president's speech running up to saying that he wants to run for president again, there was lots of anger and resentment and revenge wanting to return to the White House. There was a lot happening in American political culture. We just had one of the most historical elections in our lifetime. The Democrats winning the United States House, excuse me, winning the United States Senate, keeping their majority there, losing the House, but it's also a super, super thin majority in which Republicans will not necessarily govern. They will not necessarily act as a sensible legislative body, but they will turn this into a clown show. A circus, a conspiracy theory, no governance, investigation. Expect to hear that word so many times next year for the 118th Congress. A lot is going to be changing. A lot is going to be happening as the political stratosphere in this country is alternating. I will say yes, these 2022 elections were a big win for democracy, but lots of races were close. When it comes to the election deniers who lost, it should not just have been, you know, 1% off or 2% off. Still quite dangerous. And just the idea that they inevitably could have won, pulled off a victory. But, you know, there was a lot to be thankful for as we head into Thanksgiving. A, we still have a democracy. We're not looking down the barrel of authoritarianism. Also, Gen Z, thanks for Gen Z showing out in this election. A record number of young voters showing up. I mean, there were lots of determinative factors for why exactly that happened. Abortion rights under attack with Roe v. Wade being overturned this summer. Gun violence in the United States, we're going to be talking about that in an upcoming episode here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show. There was just a shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs at an LGBTQ club. 5 people shot dead and more than 25 others injured. Many remain hospitalized at this moment. There was also just a shooting last night at Walmart. A disgruntled employee in Virginia shot and killed 6 people, then turning the gun. Then he was also killed. Democracy under attack. A record number of election deniers running for office did not win. A lot happened this election. A lot happened this election cycle, this year. There is definitely a lot to cover, and we here at the Jeremiah Patterson Show are going to be busy with these upcoming episodes and scheduling interviews to make this happen for you, because there is a lot that you need to know. There is a lot that you need to keep your eyes open and stay informed. If you are listening to the show and you live in Georgia, please, please vote. Pay attention. Your election is December 6th, the December 6th runoffs. We're going to be covering that very, very heavily on the Jeremiah Patterson Show, because that gives Democrats the ability to expand their majority to not just having a 50-50 Senate, but 51 seats in the United States Senate. That way, if we have, you know, Democrat Kirsten Sinema or Joe Manchin try to pull off one of those upsets, as they did in what will soon be the past distant 118th Congress, we'll have, you know, there'll be another senator to, you know, avoid that. But if the Senate does remain 50-50, with Herschel Walker becoming a senator, which honestly is inconceivable to imagine, you know, incredulous if that does happen. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the tie-breaking vote for the Democrats. That's what will happen in that, you know, situation. Raphael Warnock wins in Georgia, becoming a senator again, winning re-election, okay, there will be 51 seats for Democrats, 50 seats for Republicans. The Senate is still very close, but at least Democrats will have more to work with. They'll have one more senator in the Senate. And also, in the event that a Republican gets elected president in the 2024 presidential election, that president will walk into office with a Democrat-controlled Senate still. You see, here's the thing. If a Republican wins office in 2024 and they go into office 2025 with a 50-50 Senate, there will be no more Democratic vice president because that administration will have been out. There will be a Republican vice president giving the Senate to Republicans. Therefore, immediately once that president takes office, that Republican vice president will be that tie-breaking vote for the Republicans, giving Republicans control of the Senate. Democrats will no longer have control. So it's important to watch this race in Georgia. It is also important to vote. Please watch this race in Georgia very closely. No matter which candidate you are supporting, watch it. It matters for the Senate. Just because there is 50-50 and Democrats have a majority in the Senate with Kamala Harris as a tie-breaking vote doesn't mean, you know, all is done, democracy is saved. Democracy is still on the line here. Pay attention, vote, because your vote does matter. Democracy still matters. There is a lot to be watching here. Eyes open, heads up, please stay focused. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. This started off as a scripted episode because I did have a script initially, and I did read that script, but of course the rest of this was just winged. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. I appreciate you very, very much, and look forward to a new episode that'll be coming out soon.